So we're here with Justin Wadsworth, who's the head coach of the Canadian team, and Alex and Devin Kershaw, Alex Harvey and Devin Kershaw, were just edged out at the line after Devin had a broken pull, so they made a fabulous comeback and almost grabbed another medal. Very exciting racing, eh, Justin, and from the guys today?
Yeah, it was a great race. I mean, the guys skied well, and we missed a medal by a few centimeters, so it's very disappointing, but we can take heart in the fact that we executed well, and even though there's some equipment breakage and stuff, we stayed cool, got things back together, stayed in the race, and it just came down to a close finish, but I'm very proud of the way that I skied today.
Yeah, absolutely. It was very good to see, you know, Devin hold his own and come back. It's got to be tough on the sidelines. You realize he'd lost the pull, I guess, correct?
Yeah, I was the one that gave him the pull, so okay. I was pretty sure he had lost the pull.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what's it feel like, you know, I mean, when you're, you know, in the race as tight as you are, I mean, you know, we're all watching, and of course we're feeling, you know, the agony of that moment, and it also happened to Jesse Diggins, and a little bit of a different ending there, but what's it like when you see your guy out there and he's lost a pull?
Yeah, you know, actually, Benjamin, it's not that big a deal as long as you can cover it pretty quickly, and we're all out there, and we're all really tuned into the race and focused on watching the, you know, especially in the exchange. And I was really watching the TV screen that I could see closely. They don't allow us a very close pull spot out of the stadium. So I was maybe 150 meters away, maybe 200. And I was just watching the stadium camera and I saw Devin starting to free skate. So it was pretty standard business.
Sure.
He was never really lost contact. And, so that wasn't, you know, it did put us back in the pack a little bit, which just makes it tough for the next couple exchanges. But the guys recovered from that no problem. He had a backup pull right away in the pit and got back to business. I think it just came down to the end, you know, and just maybe being a little out of position. For Alex coming over the last hill, he gave Krukov a little bit too much space, and Alex will admit to you that should have filled the gap there and hopped in third and Khan over the top in third. But you know, those are decisions. Alex is a really smart racer, and those decisions I'm never gonna second guess him. You know, he's in the heat of the moment, and he chose to get behind Krukov in fourth, and he still skied a great race and came in a very, very close fourth to third. So,
absolutely. I mean, he made a spectacular move to get into third. So he was obviously, planning his strategy as he was going. But like you said, it's when you're in the heat of the moment, it's not always easy to make every single move the right one.
No, not at all. So he skied great. Devin skied great, and really, like I said, really happy with how they did today. And would have been great to have a medal, but at the end of the day, we know we're still going in the right direction, and with the way the year's gone, very satisfied with the result today, and we'll keep moving forward.
Sure. So talk a little bit about the women's race, because we were all hoping to see Dasha and Perry, who've been skiing so well, and we didn't see the semifinal, but talk a little bit about what happened there today.
Yeah, you know, I just think Perry was having a rough day. Dasha skied quite well, especially her last leg skied quite well, but I think Perry's just a little off her game right now, and just kind of need to get her back in form. She's had a great year to this point, and yeah, of course we're all disappointed with the lays. We really felt like they had a chance. They've been skiing well all season, so that was disappointing. But you know, sometimes it's hard when you're trying to peak for a race series and underdo it. You can overdo it, and sometimes you can do both at the same time. And I think in Perry's case, we just, it was a little bit too much the last 10 days or so, and she's just a bit, kind of a bit tired, for lack of a better word. That's kind of a weak description of what's going on with her, but that is probably the best one to describe what's going on. She just needs a little rest and some basic training to get her back going again.
Right. The girls have really done well. I mean, they've had such a spectacular run until now. So there was, of course, the hope to see them there. But like you said, didn't happen today. Talk a little bit about Brittany Webster. She's come over and, you know, this is her first senior worlds, I believe, correct?
Yeah.
And how was she feeling? I mean, we did talk with her after the race, and she was sick. And how is she feeling as well now that she's had her first race under her belt?
I think she was glad to get that first race kind of done and out of the way. You know, she was sick. She traveled over, decided to travel over a bit later than the rest of the team, and then, you know, was still in the process of getting her feet underneath her. But you know, there were parts of her race that were solid, and I think for Brittany now, it's she has another couple opportunities coming up, and I think she'll show a lot better than what she's done so far.
What's happening with Emily? Because obviously she's got some experience as well, and I'm guessing that she didn't finish the race because she still has some sickness that's plaguing her. Is that the case?
Emily had a little situation at the start of the skiathlon, and she can speak to you. Bottom line is she's cleared to race now the rest of the world championships, and things are, I think, obviously going to improve for her. I thought she skied actually quite well in the sprint. So looking forward to how she can ski the rest of the championships here.
Great to see some of the new kids coming up with Andrew DuPont and Brittany, just to see how well they'll do and build the women's program. With the races that are still left to go, so you've still got obviously some medals that can still be garnered for Canada. What are your hopes going forward?
Well, I mean, I think our men's relay has a chance to get a medal. And I think there's some good chances in the 50K. I think the 15K can be a strong race for us. I don't know if we're really, you know, right now you could predict a medal or say we're in the hunt for a medal. But I would say the men's relay and the 50K are our best opportunities right now. I think, we're still strong, and I think we're only going to get better from here out for the rest of the season. So.
How are things in Val di Fiemme for world championships? You've been to many yourself. What's it like there? Is everything going smooth and the atmosphere high?
Yeah, the atmosphere is good. Of course, it's a little different coming off Oslo. That was, you know, once in a lifetime opportunity for cross country skiers. But the venue here is very good. The tracks are very good. The organization's been good. The grooming and the course preparation, everything's been very good. You know, we got a tremendous snowfall last night. I think must have been close to 30 centimeters more. And did a very good job packing it down. I mean, the course was in good shape today. It was a little soft, like a little couple, 10 centimeters of fluff on top, but it was solid, and they did a great job preparing it. So overall, they've done a really good job with the World Championships, and I personally really like the courses here. I think they offer a lot. They're tough, but they're fair, and some good downhills and kind of varying terrain. So great world championships. You know, obviously not as many people as in Oslo, but it's still a good event.
So just one final question, Justin, because you're American, and the Keegan and Jesse, of course, won the gold today. And I guess that had to, make you smile as well.
Oh, hell yeah! Like when they won the medal today, I was up with Matt Wickham. We were in the same coaching zone, and I mean, I just about had a tear in my eye. I mean, it's, having been part of that program both as an athlete and a coach for many years, I know they've worked hard, and to have a result like that really meant a lot to all North Americans, as you know.
Sure.
We really work together as teams between the Canadians and the Americans, and we have a lot of respect for each other. So everybody on our team was pumped for them, and me especially, you know, having part of that staff, that program. So just I really, really, you know, tip my hat to their team, and I hope they can keep it going and really impressed with the way both Jesse and Keegan skied.
Yeah, absolutely. Those socks, they really work, eh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm not sure so much about the socks, but the race was great.
Well, you know, I'm just kidding. But, you know, the spirit on the team, and I think it's also felt on the Canadian side. You guys just have your own way of doing things, both sides. But that whole energy is really positive, and, you know, we feel it here, and we see it on the snow, so it's great to see it happen for the girls.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, you know, I think this is just the tip of the iceberg. I think in North America we're going to start, you know, becoming stronger and stronger, and we're, you know, there's already been two world champions in the last couple of years between the two programs, and other medals and lots of World Cup medals. So we're all towing the same line. We all support each other, and you know, it's just good. We're kicking some ass in Europe.
Absolutely. It's also spreading to the biathlon, the Nordic combined. And so all pistons are going full tilt. So it's great to see, Justin.
Oh yeah. It's been a long time coming. There's been a lot of us for years that, you know, would have loved to have been an athlete in this kind of situation. And now it's here. And you know, for us as staff and coaches, we're just trying to provide our athletes the best so they can keep doing what they do, which is skiing fast. And all the athletes from North America deserve what they're getting, because they all work really hard, and it's a harder life being on the road in Europe all year. So it's, again, I really tip my hat to both teams and all the athletes on both teams.
Absolutely. Well, we know, there's a big infrastructure behind, you know, people like yourself and Matt that helped to make it happen. And we want to thank you for spending time with us and sharing your thoughts on what's going on, and wish you all the best with the rest of the championships.
Thanks, Benjamin. My pleasure.
Take care.